Debbie Tenison with us, Mel Gedroich. And Mel just said, I wouldn't be surprised if we see the four of them. And David was like, hang on.
What are you talking about? Turns out it was a callback.
It was. We were back on Eurovision.
ABBA.
Will we see them in Malmo?
You never know. Never say never.
I never say never.
It's
when it comes to ABBA.
It's a big anniversary, though, isn't it?
It's their 50th, yeah. Their 50 years since they won in Brighton.
Yeah.
74, exactly.
With Waterloo.
With Waterloo. So
what age are they now, then?
70s? In their 70s?
Yeah. Surely
late
not.
60s?
I was going to say 40s, to be kind. But they simply can't be.
It's simply the math just doesn't work.
No, but also I tend not to do the maths because sometimes we're having this thing where people are like, this record came out 40 years ago and I think I bought that. No, how can that possibly be? Yeah, but we quite like handing the baton on to the older lots.
Oh, absolutely.
Mel, I think it's okay, isn't it?
Oh, the young'uns need to take over. They are taking over.
They
and it's
are
absolutely
taking
right
over.
That they do.
You're doing a play with young'uns at the moment. Yeah, start for 10. Mm-hmm. Sounds fabulous. It's doing it in Bristol. Tell me everything.
Yeah, it's really, really fun. David Nichols, who we were talking about earlier, the master of writing those stories, which are A, hilarious, and B, really tender, really life-affirming. Start of a 10 was, of course, the film that came out in the early noughties. We're doing a musical version. It's a reimagining.
Songs, yes.
All original music. The music is off the scale, and it's set in the mid-80s, so there's lots of kind of nods to the Smiths, the Cure, all the electronica stuff, as well as really good, new, intricately woven musical theatre bangers.
And is there a Bamba Gascoigne in it?
Yes, there is.
Hi, brilliant.
Bamba is played by Bertie Portal. I don't know if you've come across Bertie.
I know Bertie very well.
Everyone does. He's one of those actors.
He's a heroic actor.
He's amazing.
Yes.
Portal is giving his Bamba Gascoigne.
Oh.
I haven't seen the wig yet, but I've heard it's amazing.
And the brown suit, I imagine.
The brown suit. And the cast, what can I say? They're all just young, average age, probably 25 or something like that. They are so super skilled and excellent at what they do. It's just a joy to be the slightly... I'm the older stateswoman now in shows. I used to be the young'un. You know what I mean? Now I'm the old biddy that shuffles on, does a little bit, and then goes off and knits in the wings.
You are quite good at... Are you good at knitting? Is it knitting or crocheting?
No, I'm absolutely hopeless. I said knitting in the wings and I thought, I must learn that skill. I don't
that's
know
That's not going
to
be happening. Do you look after them all? Do you get them to tell you their stories and how they all met and who they're dating? And
there is a bit of that. I also try to get in with them, which is embarrassing. There's a lot of sort of, hey gang, what's everyone doing
what's
for
going
lunch?
Down?
Yeah, what's going down? All that sort of thing.
And do you go out and they invite you or do you,
right,
do you
this
find
is the
out
absolute,
they've gone out?
This is the absolute truth. I went out for lunch the other day. There's a gorgeous Vietnamese cafe across from where we're rehearsing. I sat in there. I texted the WhatsApp group that we're all on and I said, gang, I'm in the Vietnamese. Who's coming? Nobody came.
Nobody came.
Oh, darling.
Literally, nobody came.
Did they
came.
Slightly raise their voice when they talk to you?
Go on, Nana.
There is a bit of that.
It sounds like an amazing show, though.
And it is.
It's Bristol Old Vic, so it's perfect as a story.
Do you know, I've never played the Bristol Old Vic. David, I'm sure you...
I haven't, no.
It's the...
Lovely, beautiful.
It's a stunning theatre. I've always wanted to play it. This is a real dream. And we're taking it to Bristol for a month. All of March we'll be there. Because it's a Bristol story, it's really... It's lovely. It's about being a student in the mid-80s in Bristol. So it's the perfect venue.
It is. And David Nichols actually came to rehearsals, didn't he?
Oh, my days. Yeah, that was the beginning of last week. We were all just slightly like that, saying hello. We were so really kind of nervous because we wanted him to like it, of course, because he wrote the story. And he sat very, very still. The head was down and was in the hands throughout the whole of the first half. I know, and I kept on sort of slightly looking over thinking, does he like it or is he hating it? It looks like he's hating it. Anyway, we chatted to him and of course we said, did you like it? And he said he was really overwhelmed. he was moved.
Wow.
Because it's partly autobiographical, the story of Start of a 10, you know. The kid whose family have never been to university who goes to university. It's kind of autobiographical, so he was moved. That's a good sign, right?
I think that's a good sign. Yes.
Hope so. Anyway.
And what a man.
So nice.
This is going to be brilliant. It's on stage from the 29th of February. Yes. Bristol Old Vic. Starter for 10. Yeah. We thoroughly look forward to it.
Oh, me too.
Mel, and I can tell how much you're enjoying it as well.
It's
you're loving it.
Thank you.
Thrilled to see you.